Mountain of Fat by Norm Augustinus. I recently went to an animal advisor. This is a person who works with you, then advises you on what pet is best suited for you and your lifestyle. After a handful of questions and a written exam, he advised me to get a cat. Cats can lower blood pressure, he said. Then he charged me $173. The next day I drove to the animal shelter, introduced myself as Norm Augustinus, the world-famous writer, and then one by one examined and petted and talked to around 75 homeless cats. A friend of mine told me to test each cat using his proven TB procedure. The T stood for tail. The B stood for butt. If you can pull their tail or pat their butt 4 or 5 times, then that's the cat to get, said my friend. So I did. Cats don't like their tails pulled. Ever. I know that now. And they're not too keen on anyone slapping their ass, either. Especially a stranger. Though I did find a cat that workers referred to as MOF, short for Mountain of Fat. Mountain of Fat was a mountain of fat. He could barely walk, and when he did walk, he just sort of inched along. There was no visible sign of his legs moving whatsoever. MOF moved like an inanimate battery-operated toy, his obese cat head frozen straight ahead. But he didn't blink when I pulled his tail or patted his rear. I'll take him, I said. It took 2 attendants to lift him from the cement floor of his cage to the desk of the front office. He weighs 49 pounds, said the facility manager, then lifting him off the scale. I was told that his previous owner, now deceased, was an elderly man who fed him table scraps. Is 49 pounds a lot? I said. 15 pounds would be better, she said, then handing me a bag of something. Feed him this once daily, she said. Good luck, said one of the attendants. I put MOF on the passenger side seat and headed home. At Curlew Road and US 19, I pushed down hard on the brake pedal to avoid hitting the stopped car in front of me, which had just been involved in an auto accident. Like an oversized blob of chilled jello, MOF slowly rolled off the seat and onto the floor. Remarkably, MOF's obese cat head never once moved, either right or left. It just stayed in place, looking straight ahead, like a doll's head. Where MOF once sat was a still bubbling pile of shit. The 49-pounder had relieved himself on the leather seat of my vintage Cadillac. It was bad. Real bad. MOF couldn't or wouldn't move when he relieved himself. This concerned me. I made a telephone call. He's got irritable bowel syndrome, said the facility manager. He really should be on medicine. How much is that? I asked. It runs around $100 a month, she said. Pets can lower blood pressure, I remember my pet advisor saying. At the 7-Eleven, I bought a chocolate Hershey bar and 1 22-ounce bottled Budweiser. He just needs love, I remember thinking as I handed the cashier $5. When I returned to my car, MOF was vomiting. I made a call. What's it look like? Said the facility manager. It's long and looks like a stuffed sock, I said. That's just a fur ball, said the manager. That's nothing. It sure looked like something. Pets can lower blood pressure, I remember my pet advisor saying. It's just a fur ball, I say to MOF, then drinking down the bottle of Budweiser. I was biting into the chocolate bar when MOF stood, his tail moving. Good boy, I said. Exercise is good. Then MOF tilted his head toward me, making a sound. Hello, MOF. Do you like chocolate? I said, then holding a piece near his mouth. I was scooping up the shit off the seat using an old birth control diaphragm I found in the 7-Eleven parking lot when MOF made a sound. Then he started to shake. Then he didn't move at all. I made a call. He stood up, seemed happy, and then just sort of stopped, I say. What do you mean, stopped? Said the facility manager. Like he's dead, I say. Did you feed him anything? She says. Just some chocolate, I say. We were celebrating our new friendship. You gave Mountain of Fat chocolate, she says. Just a little, I say. He is dead, says the facility manager. What do you mean he is dead, I say. Chocolate can be fatal to cats, she says. Read your papers. Then she mentioned something about theobromines and alkaloids. What am I supposed to do now? I say, looking at the shit, the hairball, and the 49-pound lifeless corpse of mountain of fat. We can give you a credit for the cat food, she says. Pets can lower blood pressure, I remember my pet advisor saying.